Blog Talk Radio.
I hope that you guys know that you're all awesome in your own way. Don't ever, ever, ever let anyone take away from who you are today, tomorrow. Just simply put, just don't do it, okay? So today's guest, which we've been waiting a whole month to get in tune with her, Miss Natasha Finley, will be on, and she's going to be talking about her segment, Empower My Love. So I'm definitely in tune to that and ready to get in tune with all the special things that she's going to be bringing to the forefront that we can kind of learn from, as well as, you know, get some pointers, because we're not perfect. So hi, Miss Natasha. How are you doing today?
Hi, Miss P. How are you? I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very, very, very well. Thank you so much. So how would you like to start this segment off?
Let's see, just talking, running my mouth like I'm good at.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I guess I'll just talk a little bit about my segment and why I entitled it Empower My Love. I guess that came to me because I am a lover, I guess you can say, and I am a motivator. And I seek to empower those things that I love and that I'm passionate about. Those things can range from issues or topics relative to women, to children, to men, in various aspects. And so my goal and my focus with my segment is to just empower, and that will be done in various ways. You know, I think that that's something that, you know, it's empowerment is not one-sided. There's not one way to do it. It can come in different ways, and that's why, you know, I'll share through speaking, I'll share through poetry, and then I'll share through having other people discuss things as well. So I feel greatly that there is freedom in knowing who you are, and that's my goal in life, to free, because I once needed freedom, and, you know, I'm in a place of freedom right now and continuously in my life seeking that freedom the more, because it's a wonderful place, and it allows you to do and accomplish things that you may not have felt that you could have done at other times.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that said, my topic today is insecurities. So I will just touch on my views about insecurities. You know, I'm not, I don't have a doctorate in anything, so I'm just speaking from my personal experiences, from my research, but namely the things that I've gone through in my life, and just really talking about me so that everybody can get to know me a little bit better, know about my background and how I am as a person. So, you know, definitely if there's anyone out there that wants to call in and share how they overcame their insecurities, we definitely welcome that. I'll just go into a little bit about myself and talk about some things, and hopefully, Miss T, you'll share some things as well about yourself.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
So awesome, awesome, awesome. But either way, I wanted to start my segment off by discussing a movie called Mask. I don't know if you remember that movie. We're probably mm-hmm. around the same age. Yeah, so it was a movie that was a true story about Rocky Venice, and Cher was in the movie as well. She played the mother. And it was about a young man that suffered from lionitis, and it was a facial disease which caused hideous disfigurement. So I remember, like, constantly watching this movie as a child, and I always identified with him. You know, I just felt his pain for whatever reason. You know, when I look over my childhood, and I recall how I consistently in life would gravitate towards the children that were teased or isolated for their differences. And that's not to say that as a child, you know, I never teased, because I think we all go through that. But for the most part, that's where I found myself always gravitating towards those children. You know, I feel that alienation does not discriminate, you know, and we shouldn't willingly place that burden on anyone. You know, we shouldn't willingly alienate people because of their differences. So either way, I think that that is the point in my life where I realized my compassion for people. You know, I would go to the kids that were talked about because, you know, they, you know, maybe their hair wasn't clean, or they had lice, or, you know, they maybe didn't smell the best, but somewhere in my heart, I just felt like they needed a friend, and I just found myself being their friend and just trying to spend time with them to show them that they were important and to show them that they were appreciated. And that's when basically I discovered that I was a lover. You know, I loved people. I loved for people to heal and to be healthy and just to know their self-worth. You know, I even recall a time in my life where I was told, I was in my 20s, and I was told that I was like a blanket and it was summertime. So that didn't stop me, you know, from being a blanket. That just meant that I needed to find the person that was cold in summer, because somebody needed that type of covering. Right. And so, you know, I think that could have made me feel inadequate, but I just embraced it as my personality and just went from there. So with that said, again, we are talking about insecurities today, and, you know, we've all taken classes in school that have taught about low self-worth, being insecure and whatnot, and basically we find that it's a lack of confidence or assurance, it's self-doubt. You know, you're not so certain about yourself, and it can basically start at any point in life, and usually there are things that will trigger it. Most Americans have suffered from insecurities at some point in their life, and I can honestly say in my life that some of mine were developed as a child, you know, just being a product of at one point not having my biological father in the home with me, and that just making me feel less than special. You know, I do understand that situations occur and sometimes family units break up, but in that, you know, we should still seek to empower our children and, you know, let them know that they are worthy and they have self-worth regardless of what situation may be going on in their life. So, Ms. T, what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, definitely true. I definitely can agree with you. I also know that there's so many wide range, like, stepping stones, if that makes sense, to insecurities. A million and one reasons why people can be insecure about another, a relationship within themselves, about their own children, about their jobs and the people that work in their jobs. So to me, you know, we have to narrow it down to what are we going to focus on? Are we focusing on, like, rebuilding or giving advice on people that are suffering from these things, because I'm just trying to get a clear understanding of which direction we're going in.
Right. Yeah, we're definitely going to focus on rebuilding. You know, I just want to share some of the things that I experienced, you know, the areas where I was here at, and then just talk about how I overcame them. And definitely the focus is to rebuild. So, and, you know, again, as growing up, for me, some of the things that I dealt with were, like, the fact that I grew, like, very fast, you know. I was 6 feet tall by the time that I was 12 years old. And because of that, you know, I was often teased a lot. I was picked on. Of course, when you're going through the age where you are starting to like boys and whatnot, you know, that can be kind of awkward when you're the girl that's taller than everyone. But for the longest time, it wasn't something that I could embrace. You know, I consistently would wish that I was shorter. And I believe that when I was 14, I finally got to a point where I was like, okay, this is cool. I like this. You know, it feels good to be in the grocery store and someone asks you, hey, can you get that off the top shelf for me? You know, I just felt like I had purpose there. So, and then not only that, but also being a little healthier than other girls my age coming up, you know, that was something where I consistently felt like, hey, I wish I was thinner. You know, I didn't value the creation of myself. You know, I also, it led me into having eating disorders, you know, even as a teenager, where I would just starve myself because it's like, hey, this isn't the image. My image is not what is presented in media as something that's, you know, beautiful or attractive. You know, it was more so the slender figure. And so I spent a lot of time trying to be that. And again, that was in my teenage years. And I think that, you know, that is common for teenagers. But again, I eventually evolved to a point where I could say, you know, I love me no matter what size I am, you know, even though I may not look the way that I look, that I want to look, I could embrace where I was while I was on a journey to becoming something better. So,
yeah. So what's the one thing, like, through your personal experiences that you can convey to our listeners that blew your mind, like something that was really crazy, but it was something that you was insecure about, of course, because that's the main topic, and it just blew you away?
I guess I didn't understand what you were saying. Can you say that again?
Yeah, definitely. What's the one thing that you learned through having insecurities that blew you away?
I think that it, you know, I could say for me that it caused me to not make sound decisions in life. You know, it just made me feel less than adequate. It made me feel like I potentially could not accomplish certain dreams that I had. It also would cause me to endure self-depleting treatment, you know, because when you don't know your worth, when you don't feel assurance about yourself, you know, you'll just put up with things that you don't have to if you really knew who you were. Also, at times, I would not speak up for myself, again, because of not being confident in the person that I was. You know, it also created a sense of me feeling unworthy. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it just kind of kept me in a safe zone. But again, once I got to a point where I overcame those things, you know, my reaction and how I viewed life was completely different. You know, I could walk with my head up and not in a, you know, not in proudness, I guess, so to speak, or arrogancy, we'll say that, arrogancy, but in humility, but in confidence. You know, I can make decisions based on that and moving forward.
Absolutely. So at what point did you come to that realization in your life where you was like, you know what, this is going to take me down if I allow it to. I have to take a stand as a mother, a sister, a daughter, a friend, and just, you know, for yourself to take the stand to be able to be moved past any kind of drama that's coming your way when it comes to insecurities.
Right, and I'm so glad you asked that because I did want to share that. And to be honest, it was in my early 30s, like probably within the past year or so. And that's, you know, that could be a sad thing and it could be a good thing. But, you know, it wasn't until after I had my last child that I was like, hey, you know, this is me. Yes, I have this baby weight on. You know, yes, I need to lose this or whatnot. And yes, I have these situations in my life, but I love myself, you know, and I think of the type of things that could have been avoided if I knew this sooner. But the fact that I finally got to that point and I embraced it, it was just amazing. It was an amazing place to be at. And again, I think that it's something that can affect a person at any age. And, you know, again, we make life decisions based on how we feel about ourselves. We allow things to go on in our life based on how we feel about ourselves. But, yeah, it was in my 30s when I said, okay, enough is enough. You know, every situation may not be perfect, but regardless, I'm going to love Natasha, you know, and I'm going to seek ways to empower Natasha. And that's what I did. And it's brought me on a journey. Yeah, it's brought me on a journey of discovery and becoming a better person.
Absolutely. So what do you do to find calm in a chaotic world?
For myself, I would say my faith. You know, I keep my faith. I pray a lot and I write. You know, and I do. And speaking of writing, at some point I would like to share my writing as well. But I do a lot of writing because it's a way of allowing me to release the feelings that I have, to put them on paper, to put them out there, to just let the thoughts that are in my mind flow. I also will find that when I am motivating other people, it will keep me from feeling so down about any situation that may be going on in my life, you know, just focusing on giving back to others and then knowing that the situations in my life will be taken care of, you know, and the chaos will subside, you know, at some point. It's best not to focus on the chaos. You know, if I have situations of chaoticness in my life, what I will typically find myself doing is going into, I guess you could say, a zone where I begin to motivate other people, you know, because I feel like, okay, I'm experiencing this, you know, let me share this experience, because if I'm going through it, somebody else may be going through it. You know, I know that situations aren't isolated, you know, and I choose not to keep some of my situations private, because in doing that and keeping them in, it's non-freeing. It just keeps me trapped. And so, again, dealing with chaoticness in my life, I find that when I'm sharing, when I'm giving back, when I'm encouraging others, it helps me to get through it. It does. And, you know, I've had a journey. You know, I guess I'd like to talk about that too, how I got to a point of coming out of my insecurity. And, again, it started with identifying the things that were, or identifying the fact that I did have low self-esteem in certain areas. I began to find, like, what things were contributing to that, or, you know, it say my self-image was causing me to have a low self-esteem, then I looked at my life and I said, okay, what am I viewing? What am I allowing myself to take in that is feeding that insecurity? So if looking at images of, you know, certain type of what society would call beautiful, if me viewing those images was causing me to feel lower about myself, then I stopped viewing them, you know, because it was like I was feeding a monster. And, you know, it was a monster that would continue to grow. And it's like I'm not going to get to a place where I can love me if I keep feeding to me that I'm unworthy. So in that, I had to start feeling like I was worthy. And so it's like, well, how do you do that? You know, again, I identified what I was dealing with, and then I began to ask myself, where do I see myself? I may not be there right now, but where do I see myself? And I created a list of all of the things that I wanted to be. And I actually did this at the beginning of this year. And I was having situations in my life that caused me to not be able to sleep well at night. And so, you know, I would wake up quite often in the middle of the night, you know, and I just came across some reading material that it said to declare positive things about yourself, to speak positive things over yourself. And so that's what I did. I you know, I was at home and I got a dry erase marker for my daughter's room, and I wrote on my mirror. I framed my face every place, you know, the place that I would look at every day when I was doing my makeup, getting ready to leave the house. And at the top of my mirror, I wrote, I am. And around that, I wrote everything that I saw myself being. I am a successful mother. I am self-sufficient. I am a plus model. You know, I am not needy. I am worthy of the best, you know, and I just continued that list. And, you know, what I read was to write 10 things, but that list got longer and longer and longer. And every day that I woke up, I would read that list to myself before I left the house. And I started speaking out and declaring everything that I wanted to be and everything I saw myself being, even though I wasn't there at the moment. And I got there. And I'm still getting there. And, you know, it's part of the evolution of Natasha Finley. So it's absolutely my journey that I'm on, but it's working.
Absolutely, absolutely. So in retrospect of everything that you just shared with us, is that a formula that you would recommend to the women that are tuned in now and they're, you know, fighting those demons of how to go forward?
Definitely, definitely. And I recommend that because it's something it's worked for me. And I believe that it's been proven to work for other people as well. So, yes, that's my hope, that my story, the things that I've gone through, I can share with other people and say, hey, this is what worked for me. So maybe give this a try, you know, and see what the outcome is for you. And I know that people are affected differently. You know, what may work for one person may not work for the next. You know, for one, it may just be reading a book on overcoming self-esteem, you know, but, or it could be watching a movie, you know, it's different things. But yes, I would definitely say that that is a way to start, you know, just try that out and see if it works for you, you know, and truly believe in the efficacy of what you say, you know. Know that the things that you're saying, you have to have that faith. Don't, you know, and it may be even hard to say. It may be even hard to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am Natasha, I am beautiful, or whatever your name is. You know, look at yourself and say that. Even if you don't think that you're beautiful at the moment, if you say it enough, I believe that you'll start to feel it, you know. And then you'll have a different confidence, a different air about yourself, a different way that you carry yourself and present yourself to the world. You'll have a sense of self-worth and self-worthiness, you know? And I think that you won't approach situations the same, you know? And I think, again, another thing I've learned is that growing into being a more secure person, you have more self-control, you know, because it's like you just know that things are going to work out. You know that you don't have to respond certain ways. You don't have to force situations. You don't have to manipulate situations. You can just let it flow. Let life flow. And that's a good place to be in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how do you think our minds affect our health? Can we just talk about that a little, like get your opinion on that real briefly?
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to share that. You know, just in, I have a medical practicing background as I'm a massage therapist, you know, and it's
Yay.
More than just it's more than just the application of massage. I mean, we actually have to go to school and learn all of the muscles and, you know, how the body works and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just with it being a natural healing art, I do feel that how you feel about yourself, I believe that's what you were saying, can affect your health. Again, I will go back to me. I can talk about me because I know how I felt. Just even like viewing yourself as unworthy, it can bring you into a state of depression. You know, it can give you a sluggish type of outlook and a sluggish way of carrying yourself. I've seen a lot of people that feel hopeless or they're not chasing goals in life. And they just have a sluggish aura about themselves, you know, like the life is just hopeless. You know, I know that I can say that stress has affected me to the point where I consistently would have migraines, you know, and I know that is a factor. And I know that stress is very serious. As they say, it can kill, you know. So yeah, I feel that how you view yourself does affect your health. It also can cause you to make unhealthy life choices that will affect your health, you know, and that's another broad aspect, you know, that we maybe can't get into right now, but it definitely can, you know, and when you're in a state like that, it can be debilitating and depleting of who you are as a person. So it's best to, again, just look at the whole aspect of mind, body, and soul. You know, you want to keep all of them healthy. Even as a massage therapist, you know, we seek what we call homeostasis, which is the balance in the body of the mind, the body, and the soul, you know, and that's why we do the work that we do on the body, because there are so many different, there's physical effects, there's psychological effects, neurological effects, there's so many effects of what we do as natural healers that affect the body. So, yes, all of that ties in together, you know. A healthy state of mind, in my opinion, will produce or present a healthy person. You've heard the term mind over matter, you know. You just have to think about all those things and keep yourself well and healthy in all areas of your life as much as possible.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Did you have a poem that you wanted to share with us?
I do. I do have a poem.
Yay.
And I'm excited to share it, and this poem is called Exit from Travail, The Beginning, and I wrote this poem because I was in a place of travailing, you know, that just that heavy, agonizing pain. And so I kind of wrote it in the sense of an angelic voice, you know, or someone speaking to me, or a protector speaking to me, telling me that they feel my pain, that they see my pain, and we're going to get through this together. And so because I felt that, I wanted to project that in my writing as an extension to someone else. So, yes, I will definitely share my poem if you give me just a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, love. All right, excerpt from Travel, The Beginning. My hand is extended to yours. Let your index touch mine. We shall take a journey, but you must use your imagination. I am your imaginary friend. Talk to me when the world ceases to understand. You see, I see what none others see. You confide many things in me. You've lived your life in darkness, no color. You have lived with no living color. You have agony and travail much. I hear and see your welling. I feel that you do not well. Where do your tears go? See, they are matter. To the universe, they do matter. Extend your hand to mine. Let your index touch mine. We will take a journey of discovery. I will prepare you to discover a true destiny. Come at once. Travel with me. Excerpt from Travel, The Beginning.
Oh, that
so that's
was
like
pretty.
Part one.
I love
you.
It. With part two.
What's that?
With part two.
Oh, you said part two. Oh, part two's coming. Part two's
oh,
coming.
Okay, because I'm sitting here waiting.
Naturally.
Yeah, I was waiting for more. Like, yeah, what happened? What's happened? Is that it? Beautiful.
Yeah. Man, you're so silly. Thank you.
I loved it. I'm not even playing. Like, I really liked that.
I appreciate
I really
that.
Did. And the way you spoke it is just was really like, you know, you had my attention and, you know, made me wanted to be attentive to everything you had to say. So that's definitely a good look. And you can tell that you're a writer who has passion behind her, not just a writer. Because to be able
to
express those words in that manner and then have me just stop everything I'm doing to look up, that was kind of deep, Natasha.
Thank you. Yeah,
You're very welcome.
I'm
multifaceted. Yeah, I see. So, you know, I got two questions from people that tune into the show, and one of the questions was, you know, they wanted to know what can they expect from the, you know, Empower My Love.
Okay. Well, you know, so far, what I have started doing was reaching out to individuals in my life that are doing positive things, whether it's them starting businesses or they have political, social issues that they want to bring to the forefront. You know, I've reached out to people of that nature. I've reached out to young adults who are gifted maybe to sing, to dance, performers. So basically, I just want to help other people, you know, by sharing, you know, and whether that's through myself or through another medium, that's what I'll be doing. You know, that is my goal. That is my focus. Again, to empower, to educate, to motivate, to create a sense of freedom in the mind. And, again, there will be different ways that I go about doing that. So I hope that answers that question.
Definitely. And another question was, who would you be interviewing, anyone of interest?
Yeah, I would definitely think so. I mean, what may interest one person may not interest the next.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know, I definitely would hope that, you know, the people that I interview will expand. You know, of course, it has to start somewhere and then expand from there. So, yes, definitely. They're interesting to me, for one.
Mm-hmm.
because because they've had an impact on my life in some kind of way, or I feel that they can have an impact on someone else's life. So, yes, for sure.
Okay, the last question was, they see that you said that you're going to be sharing poetry on the show, which you have already done, but they also wanted to know where can they reference your other work at?
Well, you know, right now I have put my poetry on one of my favorite artists' page on their personal website, which is on deronjonesmusic.nig.com. So, again, that I have a blog there, and that's where I have posted some of my poems, and I will continue to post more. I haven't put everything out there yet. Of course, I have my own poetry book that I will share in due time, but that's where I'm at right now. I have some things there.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So that kind of summarizes the questions for, you know, people who text me or tweeted something to me at some point in life. I just wanted to try to keep them all together so I wouldn't forget. So you guys owe me coffee or something. No.
Starbucks.
Okay, because I kept that all together. Little old me kept it all together. So we have a caller on the line. Miss Natasha, can we take it?
Yes.
Yay,
for sure.
Caller 937, you on the line with Miss Natasha and Miss P. How you doing today?
How you doing?
Great, thanks. What's your name? Where you from?
My name is Rick Peters. I'm from Dayton, Ohio.
Hi.
Hi,
how
Rick Peters.
I guess you know, huh? I want to speak about a little bit of football here.
Okay.
Is that all right with you?
Yeah, that's totally fine about football. However, football begins at 4 p.m.,
Well, okay. Well, then I'll call back at 4 p.m.
Yeah, please do, because Diva J and Altitude is ready for your question. Trust me, 4 o'clock, it all goes down.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that was dope. Either way, he's in tune.
That's right.
I love it. So if I may, you know, just kind of start reaching back into the topic of insecurities and things of that nature. I just wanted to get your insight on certain insecurities that we as women tackle or go through, I should say, and just get your feedback from it. Is that okay?
Yes, please do.
Okay, awesomeness. So, of course, as women, being a woman myself, we suffer from a lot of different things, although we try to always stay on the top all the time. So I think within myself, now I'm going to speak from my own personal experience, I have a problem with weight.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say weight, I say because my weight fluctuates.
Right.
From one level to the next, and it's just something that happens without even having to be eating anything. It's just something that just goes up and down for me. So I struggled with that for a long time until one day I finally said, you know what? I'm going to be as fat as I want to be, period. And then after, and as soon as I did that, do you know, Miss Natasha, that that's when the weight started just like chiseling off and not coming back? Like, it's like that right now.
Wow.
I don't know what I did, what spell was cast that night, but that's how I went about it. Because I have
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that I have a lot of insecurities about that, and I think a lot of women do, so I just wanted to just bring up certain things that we as women, you know, trip about, and weight is one of them.
Right. I'm glad you touched on that, because I did want to talk about that as well. But, yeah, maybe it was your acceptance. You know, when you finally accepted, this is who I am, this is what I deal with, this is, you know, maybe how I was genetically created, you know, that created a sense of freedom there. And then everything else could start to fall off. You know, that's the way I look at it. I, too, am in that category. I mean, just I don't have a problem saying it. You know, just in the past few months, I've put on some weight as well. But when I get dressed each morning, I'm like, okay, I'm going to throw these Spanx on. I'm going to put my clothes on. I'm going to do my makeup, and I'm going to do my hair, and I'm leaving this house feeling just as good as I felt 6 months ago or 4 months ago or whatnot. You know, it's just, again, it took time for me to get to that place because there were times in my life where I, you know, even after having my first child, where I literally chose and forced myself not to love myself because I was not where I wanted to be weight-wise. I would go to work. I mean, after having a baby, you know, people often say, oh, you have that motherly glow, you know, and people would tell me that. And I would wear clothes like where I didn't want people to see me. It was like I was forcing myself to not be noticed because it's like I don't want you to like me at this size. I don't want to like myself at this size. Don't even look at me at this size. You know, I pushed away the compliments, you know, and again, it was detrimental on myself. And it was a cycle that it started with that, but then it led to other things. And, you know, and eventually it led to a downfall. So, again, after having my last child, that's when I said, hey, you know, this is what happened. What happens, rather, we get pregnant. We gain weight. That's normal. It takes time to lose the weight. It took time to gain the weight. So I'm not going to allow the quality of my life to be depleted in the process. I'm still going to love Natasha Finley while she has all this baby weight on. I'm still going to care for myself. You know, I'm going to exercise. I'm going to try to eat healthy. I'm going to, again, keep myself presentable in this process of getting to where I want to be. And when I did that, it was like you couldn't tell me nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was
right.
Like, it really started something. It was still a process of becoming a confident woman, but that's where it began, you know?
Absolutely.
And in each day, each month, it's gotten better. You know, and that's the thing. You just have to realize you're unique. You were created special. Again, for me, my weight has been something I've struggled with my whole life. It's a genetic thing, you know. I'm 6 foot tall. You know, I'm a little curvier. You know, even as a child, I was just a little bit more overweight than the other kids, you know. So it was always like a complex. And even and then, like, even going back to my childhood, people would tell me stuff like, oh, she has such pretty eyes, but she needs to lose a little bit of weight, or she's such a pretty girl if she would lose a little bit of weight. You know, can you imagine how hurtful that can be to a child? And so I just kind of grew up with that complex, like, I have the potential to be pretty if I would just lose a little bit of weight. And then it's like that affects you your whole life. And then I finally just got to a point that's like, no, I'm beautiful right now, you know? Whether I need to lose 20 pounds or not, I am beautiful in the skin that I am currently in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, you know, again, that's an awesome place to be, but not to carry on and on about that. So, and Miss P is beautiful in the skin that she's in.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, it's just like, you know, we all as women, we know that we are attractive. We are. We do know this. But sometimes when you are so overworked and overwhelmed with so much that's going on and you just taking on all these hats, so to speak, to maintain, you tend to forget and you lose that perception of what made you sexy or why you are sexy in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for me in the morning,
right,
getting up is like, oh, my God, who is that? You know, it's like I'm ready to call Popo, like somebody's broken the house. No. There's somebody broken and I don't know who she is, but she's my height, she looks like me a little bit, and I don't have a twin. It's like that.
Right.
So I definitely understand where you're going with it, and definitely having that confidence at all times is helpful for a lot of people. But Miss Natasha, how do you tell people to start building that confidence? Because confidence is not something that's easily, you know, mastered. What would you say? What would you say to these people?
It's not easily mastered. I think that you kind of, like, when you see that your life is a cycle of, let me think how to put it, a cycle of unhappiness, perhaps, you know, a cycle of you not having what you imagine for yourself. Basically, you have to kind of get to a point where you're tired of it before you say, okay, I'm tired of living this way. I'm tired of these feelings. You know, I need to do something to change. So the change has to be wanted from the individual. It has to be an internal desire. And then when they get to that point, again, once they identify, I would say from there, then you start taking the steps to change yourself. You analyze yourself, and then you start making those steps to change. Again, and like I stated earlier, start saying where you want to be. Even if you're not there, start speaking it and proclaiming it, doing the necessary things to get to that point, and see if evolution happens for you. See if change happens for you in your life. Say positive affirmations over yourself, where people have come in and told you you're not this, you're not that. If that hurts you when they said that, you don't have to accept it. That's when you can put up your blockers and be like, no, I don't have to accept that about myself. How I feel about myself is this or that, you know, I am successful, you know, just whatever the situation may be that a person has told you that you're not, the negativity that's tried to come towards you, you don't have to accept it. You know, put up the blocker. That's when it's okay to put up the blocker, okay? And then you say, okay, I'm not going to accept that, but what I am going to accept is this. Say positive things over you. Cut off all negative, even if that's people around you, you know, as much as you can. I know that sometimes you have people in your life, like family, that you can't necessarily get rid of, but you can find ways to limit their influence in your life. And I'm not saying to off anybody, don't do that. But, you know, you can kind of control what you receive in, even if it's like things you watch on TV, you know, that are just constantly feeding negative and negative images. Turn it off. Don't look at it. Start filling yourself with things that are positive, putting yourself around positive people, and just allowing that to spread throughout you. Set boundaries as well. You know, again, that's a good way to just kind of limits, again, I'm losing my thoughts here, but when you're setting boundaries, that allows you to filter what you bring into your bubble. So, again, don't allow everybody to say things over you. If they do say it, then you just stop right there and you go and you make, you reaffirm yourself and who you are.
Absolutely. Very well said. Very well said.
Thanks.
Exactly. But what about all those women that are out here? Because there are so many of them. You'll never really, you know, hear them tell on themselves. But there are so many women out here that suffer from so many different issues as far as insecurities are concerned. What are some of the things, okay, that you feel women do to cover up that inner feeling? Because in my mind, I know people, and just to give you guys an example of what I'm referring to, I have friends that like to shop and spend money on frivolous things. With that being said, it could be a shoe that's on sale for like $800, and if that shoe has that person's foot in it that they tried it on and it looks good, that shoe's leaving a store.
Right.
Does she need an $800 shoe? No, she doesn't. But the fact that she can do it is not even a reason why she's doing it. So it's just those people address insecurities different. So how do you deal with people that you have to know, some of those people who just need, you know, things to fill in voids and things of that nature? How do you deal with those type of people? And what kind of advice would you give them from your professional, like, journey and your opinion of it all?
Right. Well, I would say to that, that you don't want to, okay, if you want to create a endless cycle for yourself where you're actually not dealing with the issue, but you are masking the issue, then you go ahead and do that. But you have to know as a person that external factors, external things, they are not what defines you. You know, and if you're constantly seeking for external things to define you, you will never be a whole person, you know, point blank, period. You have to know, like, it takes a person actually having the desire and the willingness to do what's hard. And what's hard is to sometimes look at ourselves, to go and do some deep soul searching and say, I have this issue. Like you say, yes, I can afford, you know, this shoe. I can afford to buy this or whatnot, but do I really need it? What is it that I'm trying to cover up by doing that? And it has to take a person being willing to sit down, to look at themselves, to really dig in, to pull out the dirt, the pain, the hurt, you know, the anger, the insecurity, and just really deal with it and to release it, to be able to embrace the process of releasing it. And to do that, it takes discipline. It takes willingness, and it takes a lot of discipline. So, again, I hope that that answers the question. I know that women do things to cover up. I know that a lot of times even women will display behaviors of attention seeking to try to mask their insecurities, whether it's, you know, you just see everything on social media, you know, like just things on social media for no reason, like just women just putting themselves in nudity in forms that are not artistic, I guess you can say. Mm-hmm. And just attention seeking because they're insecure. And again, it will just keep you in a constant cycle of failing. You may have small victories, but it won't be an overall victory. It won't be an authentic victory. It's just something, again, to mask and just to get you through to the next thing. But it will be a non-ending, non-advancing cycle.
Absolutely. So tell us or tell our listeners where they can, you know, stay in tune with you so they can be ready for the next show.
Oh, well, thank you. I am, I'm on Twitter, and that is at Natasha Finley, and that is NatashaFinley. I am also on Facebook, Natasha Finley Plus Model. So those are the places that you can find me, and I'm very active on social media.
Yay. So you guys definitely go and follow, stay in tune with Natasha Finley because she's doing a damn thing. And she has a lot of great stuff to share with you guys, so definitely look her up and stay in tune with everything she has to say. Natasha, I just want to thank you so very much for, you know, sharing Empower My Love with the listeners today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. I hope what I said definitely helps and inspires someone, even if it's just one that I've impacted, you know, to me that's making a difference.
Absolutely. Thank you, Natasha. Thank you for everything.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too, Natasha. You too. So now it's down to Diva Got the J. So let's see what Diva J is talking about.
Diva's Got the J. It's a celebrity gossip. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the lovely Diva J.
Diva J.
Hey, love.
How are ya?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, just sitting here patiently awaiting Diva J.
Well, first I want to say how exciting it was to meet Miss T yesterday in her first youth stream, and she did it at the Full Blossom magazine shoot, and it was completely awesome, and we love her, and I hope that she got a great experience while she was there, meeting the models and meeting the ladies of Perth last weekend. And so, you know, just want to thank her for that. So now we get to talk about some celebrity gossip.
As Yay!
You know, about Evelyn Zada, we're going to go back to her. It was found that Chad Johnson went to court on Friday, and he will not serve any jail time based on the incident and encounter that he had with his now ex-wife, Evelyn Lozada. They are now officially divorced, so hopefully they both can move on and do bigger and better things with their lives. And Chad did issue an apology, and he stated that he has to be held accountable for his actions, and he understands the reactions of his fans as well as Evelyn's fans in regards to the situation. However, he did not present any evidence that he did it or she did it or vice versa. So at least he's holding himself accountable as to regards to what happened. And, you know, we can't wait to see what Chad, I can't wait to see what Chad is going to do next. Congratulations goes out to Lady Gaga. Her new perfume Fame sold over 6 million bottles in 7 days.
Wow.
Like, that's just, that's very, very sickening.
That's Looney Tunes number.
six million in a week is ridiculous. So, you know, congratulations to her. She definitely worked hard, and she has definitely been a musical mogul over the past 3 years. So, you know, congratulations and kudos to her. New York had a very big week this past week as President Obama visited the 4040 Club with the owner Jay-Z and his wife Beyonce. They hosted a dinner, and it was funny because, like, these dinner places are ridiculous. Like, I wonder what type of food they eat for $40,000. I don't understand $40,000 plate of food, but congratulations to President Obama. During the occasion, he raised over $40 million that's going towards his campaign. So I hope everybody is registered to vote as it is winding down for the time to vote. Currently, Obama is leading the polls according to USA Today. So hopefully we can look to another 8 years of President Barack Obama. Meeting leaks and the cast of The New Normal will feature in Vogue magazine. So congratulations goes out to Miss Mimi Leakes as she is finding a lot of fame. She is basically the breakout character of the cast of Real Housewives of Atlanta. So we do give kudos to her for that because, you know, a lot of people are controversial when it comes to Mimi Leakes and the different things that she portrays on the show. But whatever it is, it's working for her because she is now has her own new TV show, sitcom, that's going to be airing this fall. She is a new grandmother. She is glowing. Her fashion line is coming out. She is still on Glee. She's on the cover of multiple magazines. So we just want to give shout-outs and kudos to her. We also want to talk about Miss Eva Longoria, who bares her bottom in a new book. Nudity must be the thing now. A lot of people are really showing, you know, their skin. Miss Taraji P. Henson is now on the No Fur campaign, and she recently did her photo. She debuted a couple of weeks ago, and a lot of people are really talking about Miss Taraji P. Henson in that regard. Jackie Christie from Basketball Wives is now a singer. So for a lot of people who watch Basketball Wives LA, we all know Ms. Jackie Christie last year had multiple personalities, and now one of her personalities is a singer. And her new song is called Woman of the Year. So I can't wait to see, you know, what she's going to talk about. Missy Elliott finally opens up about how she feels about the Drake-Aaliyah combo collaboration when they were singing when Drake decided that he wanted to do a tribute to Aaliyah by releasing a new album of unheard tracks from the late great singer. And Missy Elliott was one of the people who were opposed to the song, which is probably why the song didn't do very well and the album is never going to come out. So she talks about the beef between Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj, in which, you know, someone like me, I'm very partial to it because I'm a 90s, early 2000s, late 80s baby. So, you know, I know Lil' Kim to be, she's one of my favorite female MCs. And, you know, to me, there shouldn't be a beef because Nicki Minaj is the new now. But, you know, there's still going to be a beef because it's a female battle. So that is Diva's Got the Day today.
Yeah, and we loved it. We really, really did. So without further ado, we're going to bring on Altitude, and Diva J is going to be back on this segment, The Locker Room, only on the Intune Show. For all those who want to call in, 818-495-6975, and you'll be live with Altitude and Diva J. Enjoy, babies.
5-4, win for the win.
To the locker room with Diva J and Altitude.
Good afternoon, people. I am Altitude. That is.
Good afternoon, everybody. I am again. Zach is Diva J. You know, we are here in the locker room about to discuss some absolutely wonderful sports.
Absolutely wonderful.
I'm kind of happy.
You're kind of happy.
I'm very happy, actually. Let me rephrase that. I'm very happy.
I bet, man. I bet. Let's get right into it, all right?
Please.
Yesterday, college football games took place.
And
I'm sure there's one particular college football game that Diva J would like to discuss with everybody, the listeners out there. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to break the news. The Michigan Wolverines lost last night to Notre Dame in South Bend. Final score in that one was 6-13. This is significant because Michigan, of course, is my favorite team. And Ohio State is Miss Diva J's favorite team, though Ohio State was not involved in this game. Michigan and Ohio State have an ongoing rivalry. It's probably the best in college football. And her Ohio State Buccaneers beat lowly UAB 29-15 yesterday. I say lowly because UAB is like on the cusp of being like a community college, and Ohio State fans get joy out of beating, you know, subpar competition apparently. But the truth of the matter is Michigan did lose last night, and I dug the ditch. I made the bed. I got to lay in it because I've been screaming Michigan, and they let me down once again. There.
I have nothing to say. Go Buckeyes.
Go Buckeyes.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, we're going to have this battle. It is what it is. We're going to have this battle, and that's the way it's going to be. You know, and when we play, I'm thinking that we should be together somewhere so that we can do the segment live when Ohio State beats Michigan. I just want, because I want you to be there. I want to see the expression on your face when we beat them.
That's
and
not going to happen.
I hope the listeners are listening to just what I say. We're going to be together, period.
Wow.
I just want the listeners to know so that when we beat Ohio State, he's going to wear an Ohio State jersey. That's how it's going to be. And if Michigan wins, I'm going to purchase a Michigan jersey. I might use it for a rag after I wear it, but
wow.
I'm going to purchase one.
Wow.
Look, think about that, listeners. I think that's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea. I love it. I'm so confident that we are going to beat you guys that I'll wear an Ohio State jersey for a week if they beat us.
We will
the same jersey.
There's no if. We will win, and it's fine. I just want you to understand that we're going to win.
All right. We got some live NFL scores to go over with the people right now.
Yes, we do.
Chicago is leading the St. Louis Rams at the present time, 23-6. Buffalo leads the Cleveland Browns, 24-14. Dallas leads Tampa Bay, 13-7. Tennessee is leading Detroit, 41-27, in what might be considered an upset there. Jacksonville leads Indianapolis, 16-14. The Giants trail Miami, 13-17. Minnesota, in another surprise score, leads San Francisco, 24-13. New Orleans, trying to get their first win of the season, leads Kansas City, 24-21. Washington is in a fight right now with the Cincinnati Bengals. It's a fight, but Cincinnati is leading 38-31.
It's not a fight.
It's not.
Hi, how are you? It's not a fight.
It looks tough right now.
It's not a fight. It's more of a domination. See,
7 points is domination.
What's going on here is Cincinnati is going to kill the Washington Redskins. I've been waiting for this game since I relocated to Washington, D.C. So any fans, you know, and me and my cousin, we were going to have this battle for the rest of our lives because he was raised here and I was raised in Cincinnati. But we're dominating that field right now. They are currently in Maryland playing at the FedEx Field right now. So it's a fight to the finish. And we're going to win. That's how it is. It's not going to be 2-0. It's going to be straight-up domination.
Straight-up domination.
And you know a game I can't wait for tonight? It's a wonderful game.
Hold on. I think we got a caller. Caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, this is Sienna.
Sienna.
Hi, Sienna.
How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great.
Great, how are you?
I'm good. Sound like you little got a little laugh there, Miss Diva J.
I did. How are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm good. I just wanted to make sure y'all was watching my Saints. Yeah.
Oh, currently I'm not. I'm not gonna lie. The TV is currently on the Cincinnati and in Washington Redskins game.
You're aware of
winning
who's
that
winning.
Game. They're beating Kansas City right now, 24-21. They look decent today.
Mm-hmm. Told you we were gonna come back. Just wait for it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure though that my high school could beat Kansas City. I'm just saying.
So now you got jokes.
I think the whole N2 family could beat Kansas City.
I'm just saying. Yeah. We could go line up right now. Whole N2 family. Of course, I'd be the quarterback.
Whatever.
Diva J could be like the towel girl or something, and then we could go out there and beat Kansas City.
It's all good. That's what I heard Oakland Raiders was looking for, a cowboy.
Oh, man. Here we go with the Oakland Raiders jokes.
Mm-hmm.
My Oakland Raiders, by the way, haven't taken the field yet to show you guys what domination really consists of.
Oh, it's not going to be tonight. Not against the Steelers.
It's going to happen.
Kind of with
David J. on this
one.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'll support you because, you know, we all family here.
Absolutely, and we support you too. And Teens in Tune is a great show. And if you haven't tuned in and you're listening, you need to tune in to Teens in Tune. Miss Sienna.
And support her and her wonderful New Orleans Saints, you know.
Yeah.
As they try to, you know, take over and dominate the field, in which, you know, they are against the Kansas City Chiefs. But as stated, in Tune family can beat the Chiefs. So. This is not a defining game.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You for calling in, Sienna. It's always a pleasure speaking to you, and always a bigger pleasure speaking about the Saints. And
yes.
It looks like they're going to win today, so shout out those Saints.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye, y'all. Have a good show.
Bye-bye.
You. Have a great day. Thank you. If Miss Diva J is finished with her jokes for just a second, we can run down some college football scores from yesterday.
Yes, we can.
Did you check out those HBCU scores?
I sure did.
Oh, 1 second. We have another caller.
Hi, caller.
What's your name?
State your name and where you're from.
You still there,
caller?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello,
caller. What's your name? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Dayton, Ohio. This is Rick Peters. Yes, this is me.
What's going on, Mr. Peters?
The first question is Mr. Commissioner of the Football League said no one is bigger than the game, right? Well, what's taking him so long to get the refs back? Because it's been so horrible.
Yeah, man, I agree with that. I think we should start a petition. Because the refs,
he's so quick to find somebody for taking an aspirin. Why don't he get the refs back in?
I agree with that.
Yeah, give him,
you should start a petition.
Take on that, PBJ?
I think we should start a petition. Because the refs, I don't know what they on, but they be calling some wild plays out here. They out of order.
I agree with both of you. The refs are definitely bringing down the quality of the product right now. And, you know, they not only are they calling wild calls, but then they're missing other ones. It's just the total inconsistency of it all. And I think, you know, we definitely need the real refs back on the field. And hopefully they can get that done pretty soon here.
Okay, now my other question is, why is Brandon Weems starting for the Cleveland Browns?
Yes.
He played quarterback like he's pitching a baseball game. Nothing but line drives. This boy has thrown the last interception, throwing 2 yard passes, 10 yards, and throwing 2 yards. He looks like he really needs to. He needs his medicine. He looks lost about now.
He looked lost out there, huh?
Absolutely. This guy, I mean, he will not move in the pocket. He just stayed there and looked at four guys coming at him. Like them scary movies, how the ladies just throw their hands up the screen. That's just how he looks.
Wow.
That was a wasted pick.
A wasted pick.
So we'll be picking first next year.
I see, caller, you've lost all faith in your Cleveland Browns this year. Maybe they can turn it around. You know, who knows?
No, they can't.
They're going to turn it around and take that boy out from behind center, get rid of Scott Fitzgerald, get rid of that fullback who ain't flocked nobody since he's been on the team.
Wow.
Why
is nobody?
He dead? You don't pick a fullback up from Stanford. That's Stanford is for people who want to be a doctor, not a fullback. You go get a fullback from Stanford, he's studying to be a surgeon, man. He ain't going to run into nobody.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the Cleveland Browns ain't going nowhere.
Excuse me, Missy, who are you?
I don't care about my team.
I don't care about co-hosts. Who's your team?
My team is the Cincinnati Bengals, honey.
The Cincinnati Bengals? The Bengals?
Yes.
The Bengals? The Bengals?
You call them what they want, but they don't. You call them what they want, but they don't send more games than the Cleveland Browns.
I bet you don't go nowhere. Now, what you said about that,
I bet
the only way you get into the Super Bowl is buy a ticket like us.
That's
right.
But please believe that the Bengals will make it before the Browns will.
We need some order. We can't disrespect the co-hosts and all that. Listen, here's my bit of advice. Cleveland, fire everyone. Players included. Put an ad out on Craigslist. Get you some new players, some new front office people, and then come back next year, and maybe things will be turned around for y'all. As for the Bengals, we know their situation. All right?
All right, we got to take another caller.
Thank you for calling today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling. Caller 718, you're on the line with Diva J and Altitude. How you doing tonight?
How you guys doing?
718, how you doing?
Hi, my name's Gabe. How you guys doing?
Hey,
doing
how are
great,
you?
Gabe.
Pretty good. I got a question for Diva J, how you doing? But Altitude, it looks like you guys are going to have a bad weekend. At first, Michigan loses, and I don't think the Raiders are going to win.
Why does all the callers seem to attack me and my sports teams? This is an issue. It's a growing issue. But caller, who is your favorite team?
It is a growing issue.
Who's your favorite team, caller?
Mine is the Giants.
The Giants. Okay. All right. Well, let me explain something to you, caller. Michigan, as far as the Michigan situation goes. We just had a quarterback that felt like the other team's jerseys were a little more flattering than his own, and he decided to give them the ball five times. All right? As far as the Wolverines go, I mean the Raiders, we haven't even stepped on the field yet, so you can't have an opinion. We are going to beat the Steelers today like they stole something from our grandmothers. All right?
And
then you can call back next week and apologize for all these assumptions. All right?
I mean, if that happens, I would.
I disagree with that. Caller, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you calling in and talking about his team because I talk about his team every week. And I appreciate that somebody else is calling in to agree with what I say. Even though I'm not a Giants fan, they're not going anywhere. But, you know, thanks for clearly stating that the Oakland Raiders aren't going anywhere either. So,
thank you, caller. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right. Goodness gracious. All right. We have some updates on scores. Some games just went final. Chicago beat St. Louis 23-6. Buffalo beat those Cleveland Browns 24-14. Minnesota beat San Francisco in a shocker 24-13. And Miss Diva J, your Bengals are still leading the Washington Redskins, though the Redskins do have the ball. That score is 38-31. Right now in an injury timeout.
Let's run down some HBCU scores.
Let's do that, please.
Coming up today, we're going to start out with Ohio University beat.
That was bad.
I think that was more than nasty.
That was bad.
It was 44-7. St. Joseph's. You know. St. Joseph's College beat Central State University 42-36. UNC Pembroke beat Virginia University of Lynchburg 30-7. Livingstone College beat Lincoln University in PA 48-44. Alabama A&M killed Texas Southern at 42-13. So shout out to the HBCUs. We launched the HBCU score last Sunday, to showcase HBCU sports. And myself, along with Altitude, attended HBCU. I am a graduate of Central State University, and I'm in grad school at Howard University. So shout out to the HBCUs.
Shout out to the HBCUs. Shout out to the Intune Show and the Locker Room for bringing the people HBCU scores. Where else can you get that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? ESPN isn't giving you that. You know, your local sports radio show isn't giving you that. Only the Locker Room, only Diva J, only Altitude. And that's why we are the greatest. Well, at least
I think
Diane.
So. Number four.
Oh, my God. We got some other college scores to run down for you real quickly. Thursday night, Boise State beat BYU in what was a defensive struggle, 7-6. Not very many points scored there, but a good game nonetheless. Number one, Alabama took care of business against Florida Atlantic, 40-7. LSU eked out a victory over Auburn 12-10. That was just a good, hard-hitting SEC game that you're used to. Number five, Georgia over Vanderbilt 48-3. Oregon crushes number 22, Arizona 49-0. Like, in order to have, like, a top 25 ranking, I think a prerequisite is that you score some points. You know what I mean? You can't be number 22 and in the game with a goose egg. That's just not – that's not kosher. Not kosher
at all. So basically you're saying that they didn't come to play.
They didn't come to play. Or they dressed their girlfriends up in their uniforms and they were And that's not a shot – hold on. Not a shot at women because I know women play football. And actually I've seen a couple lingerie games, women – lingerie game, though I can admit that I wasn't there for the spirit of competition, if you know what
of
I mean.
You weren't.
If you know what I mean. But, yeah, but Arizona, get it together. Score some points, please, the next time. Number six, Oklahoma lost. Another early season setback for the Sooners. There's Kansas State, the number 15 team in the nation, beat them 24-19. Ohio State, Miss Diva J's team, we went over this score a little earlier, but they beat UAB 29-15. Shout out to all the Buckeyes out there in Buckeye
fans. And I just want to add that, you know, Altitude has such high stability against the teams that I love. I think, personally, you should just join the bandwagon. You know,
oh, my God. That'll never
happen. Ohio State for the dominators that they are. I actually think the Ohio State team and Oakland Raiders team should switch places because I think that if they play the game, Ohio State would kill. That's just me personally.
Here we go. Here we go. See, don't disrespect the Oakland Raiders.
And I do want to say, even though the game has not concluded yet, congratulations and shout out to the Cincinnati Bengals for beating the Redskins 31-38.
In the chat room, Kate Bookman, Miss Kate Bookman, just announced that she will be interviewing a few ladies from the Lingerie Football League. Huh?
Oh, congratulations.
Sweet. I think I'm going to be tuned in.
I don't think he's being tuned in so that he can listen.
No, absolutely. I want to listen. I just want to see how they, you know, get it all to
you know, together. Okay.
The game plan. What's the game plan? That's all. The game plan.
Okay.
That's what I'm interested in.
Shout out to Kay Bookman. Hey, Laugh.
Big shout out to Kay Bookman. Follow her on Twitter, at Kay Bookman. She is a real team member of the Intune family. And shout out everybody in the chat room right now. Chat room's pretty,
how disappointed
pretty crazy
I
right
am.
Now.
I did not get to meet her when we both were in Seattle for the Ladies Night Out tour.
Yeah, how did
so
you
shout
miss
out
each
to
other?
Her. No, we didn't even run into each other. I'm not for sure how we missed each other, but we missed each other when we were out in Seattle. So, you know.
That's crazy. I heard the only things happening in Seattle that night were like that concert and Starbucks were like the only things open.
Yeah, that's Seattle for you.
Yeah, crazy.
But shout out to Seattle for hosting a wonderful concert. But
absolutely.
I believe the Redskins Bengals game just went final.
It looks like it did, and the Redskins look like they came up a little short again
a
this
little
week.
Short. You know, scores don't matter. It's whether you win or you lose. I just want to point that out.
That's the truth. A wise man once told me that there is no such thing as, but it was close in the record books.
So, that's nice. But they didn't win. I've been waiting for this game since like, I came here, and the Cincinnati Bengals came to play, and I just want to shout out to them.
Another quick update. The Kansas City Chiefs just tied up the New Orleans Saints 24-24 with a late field goal. There are 3 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter there. So, Miss Sienna, if you're listening, don't get too happy yet. Looks like we're going to overtime.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Dang, Sienna, y'all was almost close. Come on now.
Yeah.
So put up the high school playbook. Come on now.
Put up the high school playbook. It looks like they really need their coach. I know before the season started, of course, for the people that don't know, The New Orleans Saints were involved in, you know, an entire pay-for-play scheme where, you know, coaches were given financial incentives to players to knock out opposing players. So that resulted in the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, Sean Phillips, that's not his name, well, so we'll just say the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, to be suspended for an entire year. And it looks like they need him right now because they are not playing very well at all.
I got to shout out the Cincinnati Reds for beating the Dodgers 6-0. Just doing this thing, just Cincinnati Reds and Bengals. Cincinnati sports is really showing out right now. So, you know, shout out to the hometown team.
The Cincinnati sports. Hey, yo, shout out, dude, but I do like those Cincinnati Reds. So there we go. That's a mutual team for us. Speaking of the Cincinnati Reds, they have clinched the National League Central Division. Of course, Washington Nationals have clinched the National League East. The San Francisco Giants have clinched the National League West, if I can get it out. That's not even a tongue twister. It was just had me all mixed up, though. And in the American
thinking
League,
about that
no
football.
Right.
Stop thinking about that lingerie football.
Yo, I was definitely thinking about that, though. I just want to know how they get into the shoulder pads and things like that. You know, I'm interested.
It's all good. It's all good.
Small things.
It's the same way you would get into them.
It's got to be a little different.
There's no difference.
It's gotta be.
I'm sure.
Okay, moving on, because my mind is racing.
Yep.
I'm not even on.
PG.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. The New York Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles are still in a fight for that title of the American League East champion. No other team in the American League has clinched the playoff spot just yet, but Texas leads the West and the Chicago White Sox lead the Central. So, Miss Diva J.
Yes.
I don't know if you've been paying attention, but Tiger Woods is involved in another golf tournament this weekend.
Yeah, I heard.
He started off really well, was leading, in fact, tied for the lead after round number one. But in typical fashion, this new Tiger decided to let that lead evaporate. And now the new Tiger is in a tie for 10th place, 7 shots off the lead. What do you think Tiger's problems are?
He can't stay focused. He can't stay focused. He can't stay focused on the things that he has going on. And, you know, it's very hard to come back after a lot of things he's been through. But I think he's going to ultimately fight it out, and I think he's going to make it work.
Absolutely. I hope so for his sake. You know, he's only four major championships away from tying the all-time record held by Jack Nicklaus. So he has 14 right now. Of course, Nicklaus had 18, the Golden Bear there. So I just, you know, I hope Tiger can get it together and, you know, make it another assault on the record books there. We have a couple more games that went final. The Dallas Cowboys eked out a victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 16-10. Jacksonville beat Indianapolis 22-17. And, of course, Ms. Diva J's Cincinnati Bengals got that victory today, 38-31 over the Washington Redskins. Shout out RG3, though. I'm an RG3 fan. Do you like RG3?
Yeah, he did his thing. I'll give him that. Even though we won, I'll give RG3 his pop. We won. But, you know, he played a heck of a game.
Yeah, big shout out goes to RG3. Totally, like, you know, making people what? The Cincinnati Bengals won.
In like 2 weeks. Something happens really big in 2 weeks.
What? Let the people know what that is.
The NBA is coming back.
And you hear the people clapping over their cell phones and
I do. I hear them clapping.
Computer screen. It's crazy. It's
I can't wait. You know what? As much of a hater I am for the Lakers, I can't wait to see what the Lakers are going to do with Dwight Howard.
I think everybody's interested to see how that all plays out. Obviously, Dwight won't be available for the start of the season as he's recovering from back surgery. But, you know, when he does come back, it's going to be, you know, interesting to see how he meshes with Kobe and Steve Nash and the rest of the parts there.
And, you know, of course, you know, can't wait to see what them Celtics fans is going to do, what them Celtics teams is going to do this year. You know, even though we're missing one of my favorite players because he decided that he wanted to be a Miami Heat team player, I really think that Paul Pierce and Rondo, I think they're going to work it out. You know, I'm a diehard for my team.
It's the only way to be is a diehard fan. If you're not a fan, then, you know, if you're not supporting your team when they down, then you're not really a fan, i.e. the Oakland Raiders, and we've been down for a while. But that's neither here nor there. I just got some breaking news in, Ms. Diva J.
What's that?
I just got word that upon the first home game for the Boston Celtics, that Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and select few other players will be receiving the AARP cards. Big shout out to Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and AARP.
You know what? It's all good that my team is still with old players, so my old players got heart. So don't even hate, because my team got heart.
That is true.
They got so much heart, and they play very, very well. I don't know no player that dominates and gets emotional over their game like Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett is probably one of the best defensive players in the NBA, period.
Absolutely. All jokes aside, Kevin Garnett is a beast and one of the greatest power forwards in the history of the game. Now a little back to this heart situation and passion. I want to put a warning out to KG not to get too passionate this year. You know, at the proof is in the pudding, you're going to receive your AARP card. So, you know, we don't want all that heart skipping a beat and
you know
you going into cardiac arrest or something on the court. Like, we just can't have
it.
You know what I mean? We need you for 82 games, KG. Don't go into cardiac arrest. I'm going to get that T-shirt made. KG, don't go into cardiac arrest. It's happening. It's going
to
happen.
Because the reality is people got respect for the Celtics. You have to. They're the only team in India with the most wins. So, you know, you got to have love.
You definitely do, man. Shout out to Celtics, though. Real talk. I'm a big KG fan. I'm not a big Paul Pierce fan, but I respect what he does, and he's proven himself to be one of the best. So shout out those Celtics. Shout out the NBA, man. It can't get here. That date can't get here fast enough, man. I'm ready to see some basketball, even though my man's not going to be ready at the start of season two. Big shout out to Chicago Bulls and Derrick Rose, though.
Yes, can't wait to see Derrick Rose in person and, you know, influencing him to get in tune with us in the locker room, because we will be doing some live coverage at the Verizon Center with the NBA. We also will be at the NBA All-Star Game. You know, we're definitely trying to make that happen so that we can bring you live coverage and, you know, make the show more dynamic and get some interviews with some players and, you know, help make Infuse shows the number one blog talk radio show.
Absolutely, man. That's the goal, of course. We are in the process of working on some things behind the scenes to make sure that we give you, the listener, the best possible product. But until then, stay tuned with the locker room with Diva J and Altitude, as we will keep you updated on that. Right now, a couple games just started, including my Oakland Raiders and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Arizona has a 3-0 lead over Philadelphia. Word is that Kevin Call.
What kind of coffin do you think the Oakland Raiders want?
I'm sorry?
What kind of coffin do you think the Oakland Raiders want? Because you know they're going to get killed. So I just want to know, what kind of coffin do you think they want? Cremation or what?
Oh, my
God. A grayish,
goodness, yeah.
Blackish, trimmed
Look.
In silver.
Look, don't wait on us to die, because it's not going to happen. We are way, way too talented to start the season 0-3, okay? It's not going to happen. I don't care who we were going to play this week. It could have been it could have been anybody. You know what I mean? We going to win this week. We have to for Raider Nation.
I've always been an Oakland hater. My daddy is an Oakland Raider fan.
Oh, see, so your dad's a wise man.
Huh?
Your dad's a wise man then.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. And we have this battle and this discussion all the time. And my dad has his very own radio talk show on Blog Talk Radio for sports. And I go on his show all the time, and we talk about sports and how I dislike the Oakland Raiders. So you're not the only one.
I see, I said. But we got to get your dad on the show one day so we can discuss the Oakland Raiders.
No, I don't think so, because he's going to go against me. We don't need that. We don't need to see father-daughter turmoil over sports.
Oh, definitely not. You know, we definitely not into that. Arizona now has taken a 9-0 lead over Philadelphia. I think Kevin Cobb might feel some sort of way that, you know, Philadelphia, you know, traded him off a couple seasons ago.
And he's going to show it on the field.
Looks like it. The Detroit Lions have found a way to get back into this game with the Titans. It is now in overtime. 41-41 is the score of that one. Tennessee, though, looks like they are in scoring position. 1st and 10 on the Detroit 17-yard line. So they are in the red zone.
That is awesome. And October 11th, I will be doing some broadcasting. Well, making sure I take some pictures and get some interviews from an HBCU homecoming. I will be at Central State's homecoming this year, and I'm going to do my best to get some footage and to also get some interviews with some of the football players, old school and new school, from the Central State game. So,
oh, sweet. That'll be very nice.
Yes.
When is that?
Also, it will be a Howard University game next month for their homecoming as well. So, you know, shout out again to the HBCU doing their thing, and, you know, make sure I get some coverage during the MCU show or for the pre-recorded for the MCU show.
Of course. If you are in the Washington, D.C. area, then you know how big of an event that Howard's homecoming is. Like, the whole city is shut down and in tune to that. Like, you know, this is for the listeners. You know, if we have any listeners in the Washington, D.C. area, then, you know, the Howard homecoming is definitely a big event. So,
yeah,
and
you have
to go
at
least
once in your
life.
You'll have to come to the game with me.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a great idea.
So we can
excellent idea. The locker room without to do Diva J from Howard Homecoming. Winning.
Yeah, next month. Next month. And also, yesterday it was suggested that the MCU family do something with the live view stream with Miss T. So, you know, we're going to definitely try to make that trip happen to New York and support Miss T and her efforts with the live view stream. I think that's an awesome thing to have the view stream so that people can see her and learn more about the show and her awesome endeavors to make the Intune show number one Blog Talk Radio show.
Absolutely. Shout out Miss P. That is our boss, for those who don't know. And she is absolutely wonderful. She has been a blessing to both myself and Ms. Diva J.
She's a very beautiful person inside and out. She was so friendly and so warm when I met her. Not to mention, she was stylish, rocking the red lipstick with the hat. I mean, she was just styling and profiling. So shout out to Ms. P for launching her live stream at the event yesterday and for her warm and wonderful personality. We had a whole lot of people that were, you know, excited to be on the show, and, you know, a lot of people that have become new listeners and that are new fans of the Intune show who have never heard of the show. So we just want to shout those people out for coming to the event yesterday.
Absolutely. Shout out. We have some scores to update. It looks like Pittsburgh has struck first, and they lead my Oakland Raiders 7-0. Denver leads Houston 5-0, and Atlanta leads San Diego 6-0. It's okay, though. You know, we start slow. You know, we're a slow-cooking team, if you know what I mean. You know, so 7-0 is really – we expected that. You know, it may be the only 7 that Pittsburgh scored.
I just want to say how I'm not surprised that the Steelers have scored over. I will say this. Even though I don't rock with the Bengals in the AFC, the AFC North got some pretty decent squads, especially three of them. The Ravens, the Steelers, and the Bengals. I can't really say that anything about the Browns, but as far as the other teams, we rock out.
Shout out to all the Browns fans listening. And with that said, I seems like I have to do this at least once a week. The thoughts and ideas of Miss Diva J are hers and hers alone. And I don't necessarily feel that way about the Browns. You know what I mean? I think the Browns are an up-and-coming team. And, you know, it just takes some time. They're young right now. They got a quarterback that's a rookie. That if you were listening to the show earlier, a caller called in that was clearly a Cleveland Browns fan, and he does not trust Brandon Whedon one bit. But you know, everybody deserves a chance, and right now it's Brandon Wheaton's time to shine, if you will.
You know, the Browns, you know, Cincinnati and Cleveland will always have the 71 rivalry. And for those of you who don't know what the 71 rivalry is, you take Route 71 from Cincinnati to get to Cleveland. So they called it the 71 Classic. It's been a rivalry for years. So, you know, I'll never be a Browns fan. I didn't even know what the Browns were. I just found out recently that they're a dog. So... You know, I thought it was just a color. But I'm very glad, you know, to know that people like Cleveland Browns, but I'll always forever be a Cincinnati fan. Just want to put that out there.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. By the way, my Oakland Raiders have tied that game with Pittsburgh. 7-7 is the score now. We have three games in the NFL that went to overtime. Kansas City still tied with New Orleans at 24. The New York Jets came back to tie that game with Miami at 20, and Tennessee and Detroit are still tied at 41. It's 4th-and-2 now, though, for Tennessee on the Detroit 8. Looks like they're going to kick that field goal to win that one. Philly trails Arizona 10-0 right now.
Shout out. Like, I just want to let everybody know how awesome football season is. Like, football and basketball season are probably, like, my favorite season. It's something about the camaraderie. It's something about the sports unity and the rivalries that make sports so exciting. Summer is such a drag.
Wow. There are interesting things happening in the summer, if I might add. Those interesting things included Serena Williams winning the U.S. Open.
Okay. Well, shout out to Serena, but Serena always wins. Shout out to her. She's like one of the best.
Shout out to Serena.
So, but summer is just really like not, I don't know, not exciting in sports to me. It's like between the end of June to the beginning of August, it's like, oh my God, will something please happen? So when football comes, it's just awesome. And then when basketball comes, it just makes life so much better. Life is so much better when you have NBA and football. I wish they play all year round.
Absolutely. I was tuned in, Diva J, to the J with Diva today. And I heard you mention that Chad and Evelyn are officially divorced. And
yes.
That Chad, you know, took full responsibility for his actions. And, you know, that well-documented incident. I just want to take the time, though, to say that, you know, people, especially black people, and this is not a slight to any other race or, you know, creed, whatever you want to be called, because we are all the human race, but, you know, ethnic, you know, we're just different a little bit, you know. But anyway, black people, we have to own up to the things that we do more often. You know what I mean? Take responsibility for your own actions. Like Chad did, you know, this past week. And hopefully Chad can find a home with the new team. So, you know, I don't get deep very often. You know what I mean? I like to keep it light. But, you know, I just need my people to pay more attention to the things that they have control of. That's all. So that's my message for the day, dude. How about that?
I agree with that. I think it was big of him to release a statement. I think that in spite of, because, you know, for those people who paid attention to the incident, Chad has been painted to be this very bad person. And in spite of, you know, as I stated on the Diva J show, I'm always going to stand by the things that I say and the way that I feel. And this is no ill regard to anybody who has ever been a part of any domestic squabble, incident, or whatever it may be. But, you know, just as men should take responsibility for the things that they do, women need to do that also. I think that women should just, you know, own up to their own responsibilities and things that happen. And I think we should, you know, not always seek the sympathy card, especially when you paint an image of negativity. So, you know, in that regard, I'm very happy that Chad took responsibility. I hope that he can make his way back to the NFL in good standard. And I hope that there is a team out there who will, you know, you can't really overlook the situation. I'm glad that the NBA has taken a stand. In a sense, it's kind of like a double standard. I'm glad that the NBA took a stand to say that we're not going to deal with somebody who's dealing with issues like this, you know, regardless of how the circumstance went. I'm glad that the NFL did that, because it shows that they're not just going, that they're not just looking at the way that you play. They're looking at the type of person that you are. So, in a sense, that's a good thing, because, you know, you really don't see a lot of public organizations take a full stand on things like that. But I will say that, you know, I do hope that he finds his way back into the NFL in good standard. I hope that he does not succumb to and be one of those has-been players and things like that. You know, I really hope that he can get himself together and bounce back and, you know, be the good player that, you know, he's been known to be. You know, I will say this, though. I think one of the biggest mistakes that he's ever made was to leave the Cincinnati Bengals. And it's not because I'm a Cincinnati Bengals fan. It just seemed that when he left the team, and even when he went to go play for the New England Patriots, things just did not pan out correctly for him. Even though he did make his way to the Super Bowl, they still didn't get a ring. And then he was traded again. So, you know, sometimes you need to stick to where your heart is, and, you know, you need to play the game to play the game and not play it for fame.
Absolutely. So that's the message today. From the locker room with Diva J and Out to Dude, it looks like we're all out of time today, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank everybody for tuning in again for another great episode of the locker room with Diva J and Out to Dude, only on the Intune show. My name is Out to Dude. You can catch me on Twitter at Out to Dude, ALTIDUDE, on Facebook at Out to Dude Peters. Diva J, tell them where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at DIVAH_J. And, you know, you can hit me up on there, ask questions. You can also email us your questions and call in every Sunday between 4 and 4:45 p.m. And, you know, hear us talk about, you know, good sports. And, you know, it's all in good fun. You know, we do we have our little sports rivalry, but as stated, it's all in good fun. You know, I respect his love for the Oakland Raiders because he go hard for his Raiders. You know, if they go 0-16, he's still going hard for his team. You know, even though he still has not given me a correct definition of what an Oakland Raider is, you know,
I'm giving you several definitions.
So, you know, thank you all for tuning in, and thank you for the love that you have shown us, and we hope that we bring you the type of show that you like and that we can, you know, appeal to all of our fans.
Again, yeah, and please send us your questions, please. The email is tnslockerroom@gmail.com. Please send us your questions. Be sure to follow the Intune Show at the letter NTUNEDSHOW on Twitter, and www.theintuneshow.com. Get to know myself, Miss Diva J, Natasha Finley, Kay Bookman, and everybody else that's involved with the Intune family, and, of course, our boss, Miss P, a little more closely. And tune in next week, same time. Miss P, are you there?
I'm here. I just want to say, great show as usual. You guys are really turning me into sports fans, and I don't know how I feel about that, but I'm about to buy a jersey or something just so I can have it on Sundays. I don't know yet. I want the one who's more controversial. So whoever has the most drama around them is the one who I'll buy the jersey for.
That's fair enough.
I absolutely love it.
So thank you, Diva J, for being awesome. And, you know, you guys don't know half of what Diva J does. She's, like, from one state to the next, keeping it moving, holding down the fort. And for that, I just have to say hats off to you as a woman, as another woman that's out here doing a damn thing. Y'all haven't seen anything yet, so y'all really not living unless y'all Diva J.
I definitely try. Thank you so much for the love.
You're welcome. And Altitude, you are amazing on so many levels. I just love the fact that love came to me the way it did through you guys. And I just look forward to everything that we have coming and going in the future.
Thank you.
I'm excited.
You make me feel so mushy inside when you do this at the end of the show, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, you definitely have to let people know that you love and appreciate them. And there's no time like the present because tomorrow isn't promised. So I just want you guys to know that I love you, love you, love you, and I appreciate you all for being so amazing. Thank you.
Yes, shout out to Sienna because her team is now tied. I just had to throw that out there. Shout out to Sienna and the Kansas City Chiefs because New Orleans State, they're tied 24-24. So, you know, we're still waiting for that win. So, you know.
Absolutely. So thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have a wonderful week.
You too. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, guys, so that was the locker room. Amazing, 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 amazing. I want to take the time to just show love also to everyone who's in tuned to the Intune Show as far as, like, making the wheels go around. And we have Lyrics in the chat room, which she is our music coordinator, and she's also an interviewer on the Intune Show. If it wasn't for her, a lot of the things that would, you know, need to get done on the Intune Show wouldn't be happening. So for all those who are tuned in and have music that you want to submit to the Intune Show, then definitely email her at music@theintuneshow.com. Your tracks must be clean, mixed, and mastered, and they must be radio ready. So she will listen to all that you send and consider them to have it, you know, complimentary airplay. I also want to give a shout-out to T. Austin because T. Austin is always in tune. She is an avid in-tune supporter. I want to give a shout-out to HBCU Lifestyles because we're going to work hard until we get them on the show. So if you're in the chat room and you see them there, just say, hey, how you doing? Because they're about to become part of the family as well. To the two guests that's tuned in, thank you for tuning in. To Altitude, of course. And Diva J, thank you for everything as usual. And, you know, life for me is always good because when I have these moments in time where I can come together and really have people that are supportive and always there for us, it means more than anyone can ever imagine. I want to give a shout out to portataxi.net.com if you're an indie artist, and definitely go and check them out. I want to give a shout-out to The Mark Gordon Show. He's Grammy Award-winning from the original group LaVert with Gerald LaVert. We are partners, and we are affiliated with them. So if you have music, definitely submit the videos to be featured for the week. Also, we have a double-up contest that PhoenixStar9 and myself is doing. You'll see the tweets tweeting through the universe, so definitely fill out your time to shine with God's gift to men. I mean, there's so much going on, and sometimes I lose track of it because I have so much going on in my head all the time. I think I may need some crazy pills, but until that happens, definitely go to www.theintuneshow.com to reference any and everything. I'm actually working on updating the site right now, so you guys can have an easier way to navigate through the site for this upcoming October. So keep your, you know, ears to the radio waves, guys. Stay in tune with me because I always want to stay in tune with you. Remember that. Without you guys, there's no In Tune Show. Until tomorrow night, babies, stay in tune.
I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune.